WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, back with another dose of the Calm Within. Now, let's get real for a second. Life can be a wild ride, right? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're knee-deep in emotional roller coaster turbulence. We all experience those highs and lows, those bursts of joy and those moments when life just feels heavy. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate these emotional waves with more grace, more ease? What if I said you could actually embrace your emotions without letting them completely take over? That's exactly what we're diving into today, learning how to befriend our feelings, understand their messages, and ultimately let them go when they no longer serve us. Sounds pretty epic, right? Here's the deal. Ignoring our emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's like trying to hide a monster under the bed. It might be out of sight for a while, but trust me, it's still there, lurking and waiting to pounce. Instead of running from our feelings, we need to acknowledge them. Think of it like this. Emotions are signals, vital clues about what's going on inside us. They tell us when we're happy, sad, angry, scared. They're a language all their own. By learning to understand this language, we can gain valuable insights into our needs, desires, and even our deepest values. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of emotional awareness and release. 1. Name it to tame it. Ever notice how just putting a name to a feeling can make it feel less overwhelming? Saying I'm feeling frustrated right now is different from simply saying I feel bad. By being specific with your emotions, you start to gain control over them instead of letting them control you. Feel it to heal it. This one might seem counterintuitive, but truly experiencing an emotion, even the uncomfortable ones, allows us to process it and move on. Bottling up feelings only prolongs the pain. Allow yourself to feel the full range, the joy, the sadness, the anger, the fear without judgment. Remember, emotions are temporary, they ebb and flow like the tide. Beware. The power of perspective. Sometimes, a little shift in perspective can work wonders. When you're feeling down, try asking yourself, is this situation really as bad as it seems? Or what could I learn from this experience? This helps reframe your thoughts and emotions in a more positive light. 4. Mindful movement. Ever notice how a good workout can clear your head? Physical activity releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. Find an exercise you enjoy: dancing, walking, yoga, whatever gets you moving. It's a powerful way to channel your emotions and feel more grounded. 5. Let go with grace. This is where the real magic happens. You've acknowledged your emotions, felt them fully, and gained some perspective. Now it's time to release them with grace. Practice deep breathing exercises, meditation, or journaling to help you gently let go of any negativity. Remember, holding on to anger, resentment, or sadness only weighs you down. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're rushing through your day, feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines and household chores. Your mind is racing, and that knot in your stomach just won't loosen. Suddenly, you remember our conversation today about embracing your emotions. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the frustration bubbling up inside, and remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way. Instead of letting the stress consume you, you decide to step away for a few minutes. You put on some calming music, grab a cup of tea, and simply sit in stillness. As you focus on your breath, you notice the tension in your shoulders start to melt away. You feel a sense of calm wash over you, and even though there's still work to be done, you feel more centered and capable of handling it with grace. It's about making conscious choices. We don't have to be ruled by our emotions. We can learn to guide them, understand them, and ultimately, let them go when they no longer serve us. Remember, inner peace is a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing these techniques, keep being kind to yourself, and celebrate the small victories along the way. So, my awesome listeners, what's one thing you're going to do today to embrace your emotions with more intention? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's continue this conversation. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of calm and clarity. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.